Okay, let's begin this meeting. Kathleen, could you call the roll, please?
Chairperson Hathaway?
Present.
Commissioner Barrett?
Present.
Commissioner Narrow?
Here.
Commissioner Swerdlin?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Okay, there is a section here for public comment. Public is invited at this time to comment on or discuss any topic that is relevant to and within the authority of the Debt Management Commission. I see no citizens that will make the appointment, so or the comment, so we'll go on to number C, and that is the appointment of Stacy Giomi to fill the citizen at large position of the commission. And as the statutes require, the board and city school board and city representative makes that appointment. So I'll call for a motion.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that the commission appoint Stacy Giomi to fill the citizen at large position on the commission.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All righty, Stacy, congratulations or condolences. And we'll swear you in at this point. Kathleen? The next item is the, well, let me ask a question. Mark Sadler was the vice chair. Can we take action under the public meeting law to elect a vice chairman, or do we?
It's not on the agenda.
Okay, so if you could put that on the agenda for the next meeting, and we'll go from there. Thank you. Item D is the possible approval of minutes for the August 9th, 2016 meeting. And Maude, I guess you.
Move to approve, and I think we may have three abstentions.
Well, you can't.
But that's because you were not there. Okay, that'd be great. All right, she's just getting the middle. We're fine. You don't have to. Yeah, because.
You mean we're not going to be able to take any action today?
No,
I know. Okay.
Well, we can have. Can't we just have a vote of two with three abstentions?
But they're not reduced.
Oh, okay.
Not an elected body,
but it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to go get a cup of coffee?
I don't think this is going to happen. I think this is probably the last one at that.
Right.
Yeah.
So the minutes will merely reflect that the minutes of August 9th were made part of the record. Okay? The minutes for today. Okay. Item E, the annual action that... we have is the Department of Taxation's annual local government indebtedness report. And of course, primary emphasis or focus would be what is in here related to Carson City and the jurisdictions within Carson City. Is someone here to walk us through?
I actually wasn't prepared to walk through this item.
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory, members of the committee, unless there's any questions or comments.
I think the total versus the total indebtedness is toward the end.
And if I remember, Carson is getting a little close.
The primary question that I had, and maybe we could have it for the next meeting, would be where we stand in regard to the total debt limit in relation to the 10% reservation for the new members. We, by action, reserve a certain amount of the debt for emergency-type purposes, and we have routinely made it 10%. So I would like to have a report at some point where Carson City stands in relation to that 10% limit. And so, again, Kathleen, if you could put that on next agenda, I would like to have that edification. Maude?
In Part B, page B1 on the overlapping debt, the total for Carson City and schools and the Redevelopment Authority is 14.47% of assessed value. And I don't know if there's a statutory limit on the overlapping debt or not.
I'm not aware of it, but I can look into it. I can look into it and report back with that same report that you want.
Yeah, we will, by the time we meet again, have a new set of assessed valuation figures, so this will change that. But I think for the edification of this board, it would be helpful to see how close we are. I don't know whether the jurisdictions, I don't think the school district is going to be coming for any further debt that we've already not approved, and the same with the city, I'm pretty sure. But
I think that's an accurate general statement, although,
right.
You know, I can't be this specific
okay.
at this point.
Okay.
So is the 10% that you've reserved 10% of the combined total that Maude just read, or is it 10% of the city's bonded indebtedness? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't.
Okay, because you were at 14%, which means we were 4% away from hitting the 10% if it's a combined debt.
Right, and if it's not, then the city is at 11%, so we're pretty close. So I think it's combined, pretty sure, but we haven't really looked at it that closely in the past because we have not been anywhere near. But with the recent bond issues that have been issued and so forth, we're getting close. So I thought this would be a good base of information for this board, particularly the fact that we have so many new members, give you a good orientation for the next meeting. So
I think the city itself is 15%. But I don't know if there's any limit on
the debt limit. No, the debt limit is 15%. They can't issue more than 15% of the assessed valuation. But we reserve a certain amount of that. That's what we're talking about. Two different animals.
Okay.
Well, at this point in time, unless there is any questions on this, and if there are, we'll defer them to the next meeting. I will entertain a motion to. Except this is an annual requirement by the State Department of Taxation. As you see, every entity in the state, including all the various subdivisions of those entities, are included. So I would entertain a motion to accept the Department of Taxation's annual local government indebtedness report as of June 30th, 2016.
I move to accept, even though there's a typo in one of their headings, but yeah.
Say.
Well, I knew you would catch that if there was. Ron, did you second that?
Yes, John. Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
You have then a calendar for our next meeting, and there you go. Kathleen, remind me again, what is on the agenda for the standard meeting in August?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. And just for your edification, we normally meet on a Tuesday afternoon at 1:30, 1:45. And I can't remember when we met last year, but it will be either the 8th or the 15th. That's far enough in advance. Does anyone have a potential conflict? Going to be out of town? Anybody? Okay. Well, I'm going to see the sun, eclipse of the sun on the 21st, so I don't want to be scheduling anything around there. So would February 15th or August 15th be okay for you all? Okay. I'll set August 15th at 1:30 for our next meeting. Again, I will ask for public comment. Seeing none, does any member have any comment? I'll call this meeting to adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you thought you were going to get into involved in something real.
No, I've had enough excitement in my life, Don. I'm good.
I fully understand.
Say that again.
The next meeting is the debt management policies and the indebtedness reports.
Yeah.